What are wormholes, and how are they created in the universe?
A wriggly one indeed. So what are wormholes? Are they science fact or science fiction? When I put it to you on Facebook, I had a very mixed response. While Paul Oat and Miles Hendricks both voted for fiction, David Horn suggested that they're celestial temples where godlike aliens live. An interesting thought, but general consensus seems to suggest that they could be some kind of shortcut across the universe. So does this mean you could jet off to an alien planet through one for your summer holidays? I think it's time to get an expert involved. Harvey Riel is a professor of theoretical physics at the University of Cambridge. Hopefully, he can help us blast off through space and time to find a solution.
A wormhole is a hypothetical shortcut between two seemingly distant points in space. The possibility of wormholes is motivated by general relativity, Einstein's theory of gravity, which is 100 years old this year. In general relativity, space and time are not described by the geometry that we are taught in school. Instead, they're combined to form a four-dimensional entity known as space-time.
While in day-to-day life, it's okay to consider three-dimensional space and one-dimensional time as completely separate concepts, Einstein's stroke of genius was to see that when we're thinking on the scale of stars or galaxies, they are inseparably intertwined with each other. He came up with the idea of space-time, often referred to as the fabric of the universe. The force of gravity is produced by this space-time being curved. To imagine this, think of a bowling ball and some marbles placed on a trampoline. The bowling ball makes the trampoline sag downwards, and so the marbles roll towards it. Now, back to wormholes.
Unfortunately, wormholes tend to be unstable and collapse to form black holes. This happens so fast that it would be impossible to travel across the wormhole, even at the speed of light. To overcome this problem, you would have to build the wormhole using exotic matter.
While we've never seen this kind of matter, we know that it will produce an anti-gravity-like effect, pushing things away from it rather than pulling them in. This would then be able to force a wormhole open and stop it from collapsing in on itself. Unfortunately, though, to make a wormhole big enough to travel through, you would need a lot of this exotic matter. To make a wormhole the size of a grapefruit, current estimates say that we would need to use the same amount of energy that our sun produces over 100 million years.
Therefore, it seems very unlikely that wormholes could have formed naturally in our universe, or that an advanced civilization could make one.
So as much as wormholes are theoretically possible, we have no evidence of one as yet. A real shame. I could do with a shortcut in the space-time continuum to get me to the shops and back. Anyway, I hope that filled a hole in your knowledge. Our next question comes from Louise.
How many people are needed to avoid inbreeding in a population?
That is a great question. And if you think you know the answer, please do let us know. You can email Chris at thenakedscientist.com. You can find us on Facebook. You can tweet at Naked Scientists, or you can join in the debate on the forum. That's thenakedscientist.com/forum.
And that is all we have time for this week. Thank you very much to Georgia Mills for production. And do please try and join us next time when we're going to be putting one of the world's newest materials, graphene, under the microscope. The Naked Scientist comes to you from Cambridge University. It's supported by the STFC, the EPSRC and Rolls-Royce. I'm Chris Smith, and thank you at home very much for listening. Goodbye.